Okay, how can we reduce the time which we spend on the screen or on emails or on device? Well, I'm not the right person for this because I spend a lot of time on this. So I would say rather than reduction, we can talk more about regulation. So regulation means that it is whether the time I'm spending is purposeful or not. Whether it's my time, so time which I spend, if it's being used constructively, then that is not the problem. It's not necessary that I have to reduce the time, but I have to see whether whatever time I'm spending is used constructively or not. So some of us, you know, if we have software jobs, we are going to spend a lot of time on the computer. My job is writing. I'm going to spend a lot of time on writing. So it's not necessarily a bad thing. As I said, the problem comes not because we are using a device a lot. The problem is because we don't have control over what we're doing. So Prabhupada writes in the purport of 2.60, yathato api kaunte purushasya vipaschita indriyani pramathini haranti prasamamana. Prabhupada says over there, the yogi is one who controls the senses according to a plan. That means, you know, the yogi knows, okay, this is the time when I engage my senses, this is the time when I withdraw my senses. So it is not that the yogi will never engage the senses, but the yogi engages according to a plan. So broadly speaking, if we can evaluate, you know, what am I doing with my device? And then we can evaluate how much of it is productive. So two things we can see when we are actually using devices, that, you know, that means, see, whether we like it or not, we have a digital social life and we have a physical social life. Through technology we connect with people, and that's also social life we have. Now it's not necessary that the digital social life is necessarily bad. Sometimes, you know, we just get along with some people very nicely, and it's very difficult to be them with them physically. So then online we connect with them, that's nice, it's not necessarily wrong. But it is that whether this is happening according to a plan or whether this is disrupting my plans. That is what I need to see. Now in some situations, if some devotee is living very far away from is living in a place where there are no devotees or there is no like-minded association, then for that devotee, the digital social life may actually be the relief, may actually be the only association that is available. So we have to basically see whether it serves the purpose or not. And within that, it's good to, basically for different devotees, things work differently. Some devotees, I found that they just decided that I'm going to answer emails 1 hour a day. After that, I'm not constantly going to look at emails. But others may find it, no, you know, there may be urgent messages that come up. I may have to answer those messages. So we have to see what works for us best. It's different for different people. For some people, they may decide, you know, I will check emails once a day, and whatever 1 hour I'll spend on that, or half an hour I'll spend on that, or all my messages. But I decide I'll spend 1 hour over a day, but throughout the remaining hours I'm anxious, what if some urgent messages come? And, you know, we are dissipating our energy by that. So there's no rigid formula that works for the mind. And for the same mind, sometimes different formulas work. Sometimes when we are like an intense project, at that time we'll say, no, I'll just check mails at this time. But other times we may decide, no, I'll check my messages or mails regularly. So basically, when it comes to dealing with the mind, we alone know what works. So it can become, actually, if we try to apply a formula which works for someone else and impose it on ourselves, we may find it too repressing for ourselves. But at the same time, that doesn't mean that we needn't have any formula. We also need to have some formula, some plan. And by observing ourselves, we can learn this. So I would say that this is like eating. Nobody can tell me how much I should eat. Somebody may say, you are eating too much. Or somebody say, you are eating too less. But then I know best. So how much I should be eating. And sometimes I may feel, that is too much eating. I'm eating too less. And then by observing, we regulate ourselves. So like that, we can say that like there is physical consumption of food and there's digital consumption. So then I have to observe myself, and when does it come too much for me? So maybe at the end of the day, we can think, okay, you know, okay, today I did this, but this here I went too much in off. Here I could have done this a little bit more. So for this, it is in the Uddhava Gita, in the 11th canto, there is a verse which says that Atmaivaya Atmano Guru, that we have to become our own guru. So Jiva Goswami explains in his commentary that this is not does not mean that we don't need a spiritual master, but rather it means that under the guidance of the spiritual master, it is we who have to guide ourselves based on the instruction that we take from the spiritual master. The spiritual master is not going to be there always with us. So in that sense, see, in the heat of the moment, we may make certain decisions. And that's okay. But afterwards, we can evaluate. Was this decision right? Or you know, this was not such a sound decision. I could have changed it. So that way, basically for this, the essential principle I would say is whatever works for us. And we have to learn by our own experience and based on our situation. Does it answer your question?